The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast Novels Drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson. And this we're going to call this the sick episode because everyone's either have some kind of sickness, is sick, or get over the sickness. All right. These are my friends. Start with Shannon. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Sick.
I'm feeling 100% top of the line healthy. So
lucky.
I know.
Oh, that's it? Okay. All right. Casey.
Hello, podcast friends. Hello, all of our listeners. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Oh, okay. Harvey.
Hey, how you doing? Harvey here. I'm trying to think of a good wrestling, yeet.
Finish our story.
Yeah,
Acknowledge me. Rest in peace.
Okay, let's do some drafting. I'm not feeling sick. Knock on wood.
Kendra.
Hi, happy to be back. I was the sick one last time, but now passing it on. Just
hey, Amanda.
But excited to be here. Let's draft some stuff.
All right, so we are going to do two drafts today. There's only five of us, so it shouldn't take that long. All right, our first draft, we're going to do movie cameos. Okay, all right, brought to you by Shannon Banana. And here's how this goes. Shannon go first, then myself, Casey, Harvey, and Kendra. There's always a snake style, so it goes Kendra, Harvey, Casey, myself, then Shannon. All right, Shannon, you're first. Who's number one movie cameo? Oh, and said the person in the movie, so people just in case. Okay.
All right, I am going with my favorite, Bill Murray from Zombieland.
Oh, that sucks.
I didn't even write that down. It wasn't getting to me. I wasn't.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little bit worried right now.
Bill fucking Murray. Damn it, because that was all right. Fuck it. I'm not even a big fan of this movie, but this cameo is the greatest one of the greatest ones. And I'm going Bob Barker, Happy Gilmore.
Thank
you, Gray. You are awesome.
You can go, Casey.
Matt Damon and basically, I just want to say that Scotty doesn't know. Matt Damon and Eurotrip.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda says, the price is wrong, bitch.
Bitch!
All right, Harvey.
I would like to go with Tom Cruise from Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't figure that one was going long.
All right. Kendra.
I'm going to go with Hulk Hogan and Gremlins 2.
Nice.
I thought that might make it to my bench, but I forgot Kendra was drafting this.
All right. So round one, we got Bill Murray, Zombieland, Bob Barker, Happy Gilmore, Matt Damon, Eurotrip, Tom Cruise, Tropic Thunder, and Hulk Hogan, Gremlins 2. Amanda says that's a good one. Kendra's on you.
I'm going to go with Dan Aykroyd and Casper.
I suck.
I knew it wasn't getting past Kendra a second time.
All right. Harvey.
Oh, it is me. I forgot about that. Look at that. It does come back.
It's Nick.
How about Michael Jackson from Men in Black 2?
Ooh, that's a good fucking one. Oh, God.
He's so white.
Leave it to Harvey to pick a Will Smith movie.
I know it was. It hurt me to do it. It hurt me to do it.
All right, Casey.
Oh shit, me. Let's go, Mike Tyson from The Hangover.
You suck. All right. It's on me. Amanda says she's going to give her top picks when everyone's done.
All right.
And then Joshua says, yeah, buddy. I'm not sure what yeah, buddy is. And a smiley face.
Really likes.
I'm going to go Stan Lee here. I just don't know which Stan Lee movie we'll go. Because literally I want to say Stan Lee in all Marvel movies.
Mallrats.
No, yeah, it's like Mallrats. That movie is creepy.
If I want to pick a Marvel movie, then I'll pick Princess Diaries too. When he was using that. But
they got I am
gonna go Marvel movie here. Let's go Guardians of the Galaxy. So Stan Lee, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1.
I mean, literally, you could do a whole fucking roster of
pick whatever one. He's been in every one, right?
Until he died.
He passed away, yeah. All right, Shannon.
I'm going to take Chuck Norris from Dodgeball.
Huh.
You suck.
Interesting pick.
All right, so we got Dan Aykroyd, Casper, Michael Jackson, Men in Black 2, Mike Tyson, Hangover, Stan Lee, and damn near every Marvel movie, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Chuck Norris, Dodgeball. Shannon's on you.
I'm going Johnny Depp, 21 Jump Street.
Ooh.
Such a good reveal. Oh, I love that movie. That was
my third pick.
I love that movie.
All right, it's on me. Let's go. Neil Patrick Harris and Harold Kumar goes to
that's Black a good one.
All right, Casey.
Billy Idol, Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Shanna took Johnny Depp from asshole. I don't even fucking like Johnny Depp, but
I don't
pick him.
All right. Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
Amina says, I can't believe you let Neil Patrick Harris get to the third round.
I'm going with Will Ferrell from Wedding Crashers.
Mm.
Vince Vaughn in that movie. After the brother tries to get with him the next morning is so. Me and my husband will do that whole scene just sit there.
All right. Kendra's on you.
Oh, two. I'll go Channing Tatum as the Gimp, and This Is the End. So good
enough. And Amanda says, Meatloaf, we win it now. So Johnny Depp, 21 Jump Street, Neil Patrick Harris, Harold Kumar, White Castle, Billy Idol, Wedding Singer. Will Ferrell, Wedding Crashers, and Channing Tatum, This Is the End. Kendra, so you.
The single mom who loves her job, or you know, loves her kids, works too hard. I got to go Reba McEntire from The Little Rascal. She was the derby racer at the end.
Nice.
Damn. If a movie's off the table, can we pick the same movie? I had some Little Rascals as well, but I mean, you're right. You're going to do a whole draft of Little Rascals.
I love that movie.
It's so like child actors don't make them like they used to. Those kids fucking own that shit. Like
them and the little
Oscar giant. Winning Oscar winners back then, you know.
Harvey.
Let's go with Christopher Walken from Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Surprise guess. All right, Casey.
I'm gonna go X-Men First Class. Hugh, fuck off, Jackman.
Look at you using his government name.
Well, I mean, literally, that's the only thing he did and said in the movie was literally told Xavier and Magneto to fuck off.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go, so me, I'm going to go Donald Glover, Spider-Man Homecoming. Got some color in this.
They don't allow them in movies.
All right, Shannon.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Buffett, Jurassic World.
What was it? Jurassic World or Jurassic Park?
World. He's the guy with the two drinks.
He was wasting away in Margaritaville.
R.P.
All right. So we got Reba, Little Rascals, Christopher Walken, Pulp Fiction, Hugh Jackman, X-Men First Class, Donald Glover, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Jimmy Buffett, Jurassic World. And Amanda says R.I.P. Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Shannon's on you.
I'm going to have to take David Bowie off the board with Zoolander.
I knew that was coming.
David Bowie was hot.
Very handsome, very handsome.
let's go with the quickest cameo that I know. Let's go Brad Pitt, Deadpool 2.
That was a good one.
He was...
I thought that was going to go early. It was such a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right, Casey.
Okay, this guy has to be on my list somewhere. And it should come as no surprise to any of the four of you. But we're going to go with Stephen King. But which one do I want to go with? Because there's... almost as many King cameos as there is Stan Lee cameos. So, fuck it. We're going to go Stephen King from Maximum Overdrive.
Okay.
Honey, it just called me an asshole. Talking about the ATM machine.
All right. Harvey.
How about... let's do LeBron James from Trainwreck.
Huh. Harvey really trying to know. So he know damn well he's not picking most of these fucking movies if he had to. All right. Kendra's on you.
I'm going to go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and D2, Mighty Ducks.
That's the one you picked. I thought you were going Airplane. I like that. I like that. She went.
Oh, yeah, he was in D2.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of
them. Yeah. All right, okay. So we got David Bowie, Zoolander, Brad Pitt, Deadpool 2, Stephen King, Maximum Overdrive, LeBron James, Trainwreck, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, D2, Mighty Ducks. And Minnie says she had him in an Airplane. Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more. We got our bench. Kendra.
I'll go with Keith Richards in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Because they finally gave us what we wanted.
Carvey.
What did we say about movies? Once a movie's picked, we can't do it anymore? Oh, you keep picking?
Yeah.
Well,
it's up to Shannon. It's her... Her topic.
No.
I would say once an actor is picked, they're off the board. But if you have a cameo, like, you know, a movie has multiple cameos, I'd say that's okay.
Oh, okay. I won't do it. Let's go with Brett Favre from There's Something About Mary.
Huh. Ugh, guys. You seen that guy's nudes? Ugh.
I can promise. I can tell you I have not seen his nudes.
I have not.
Proud to say,
give me 20 minutes and Google.
Oh, it's not good.
No.
It's like Scarlett Johansson's.
Wow. I haven't seen those. Okay. Send them kids to school
early. Harvey's going to be real skeptical about opening any attachments for the next 24 hours.
All right, that's on you, Casey. Sorry.
So technically we never defined this as well, but I'm still going to venture out onto a thin branch and say that it's still technically a cameo, although it's not an actor cameo as much as a character cameo, but Freddy Krueger from Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday.
Okay. Freddy from Jason Goes to Hell.
Jason Goes to Hell.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Wait. Is that the one that he just put his hand up and takes his mask?
Still, technically, the character makes an appearance. Mm-hmm. Very brief and barely an appearance. But...
oh, not seen those.
So they're not as bad as Leslie Jones Newt's.
Not seen those.
Do I want to go? Do I want to go here?
Mm-hmm.
You don't take it, Shannon. Well,
no, I promise you, Shannon will take this one. Like, I am 100%.
Is it from Meteor Man?
It's not Meteor Man. It's not Meteor Man. Yeah. I'm gonna do it for the culture. I'm gonna go Max. I'm gonna say his fucking last name though. Max Julian from How to Be a Player. He's in a lot of black exploitation films. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
He was in Superfly. He was in the original Black Klansman. He was in Cleopatra Jones. A lot of deep cut black movies.
Most black movies are deep cut.
All right, and Shanna.
I'm gonna go with the original panty dropper himself, Frankie Avalon from Grease.
Mm-hmm.
The original panty dropper. Oh,
least favorite back hair.
All right, so we got Keith Richards, Pirates of the Caribbean, Brett Favre, There's Something About Mary, Freddie, Jason Goes to Hell, Max, How to Be a Player, and Frankie Avalon, Grease. Do anyone have any honorable mentions? Before we do the honorable mentions, Amanda says she would have picked Matt Damon, Your Trip, Harold Kumar. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Neil Patrick Harris, Harold Kumar. Neil Patrick Harris, Harold Kumar, go to White Castle, their boy Zoolander, Eminem from The Interview, which is actually a good one, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Airplane, and Barbara Handler from Barbie. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
Clerks.
Huh?
I had Ben Affleck from Clerks.
Ben Affleck, Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. He's not in the first one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons, Spider-Man Far From Home. Which everyone was shocked to see that one. Anybody else?
I had
Danny Glover from Maverick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I had Linda Carter in Wonder Woman 1984.
Mm-hmm. I forgot the damn movie.
It's
Rihanna. Did somebody say Michael Sarah from This Is the End? I thought
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
But he was hilarious. He was there so quick. Kanye West from Love Guru. Mm. That's a horrible movie. Absolutely horrible. Wow.
So he's always been questionable as.
Snoop in Half Baked, and John Cena in Trainwreck. He was phenomenal in that movie. I'm like, he's an actual actor. He was so funny. He was so funny.
He was having sex.
Funny.
He. I didn't know he had those kind of chops. He is hilarious.
When he's having sex, that shit was hilarious. That shit was funny as fuck.
Straight face, too.
When he was in the theater with her, and he was
yes.
like, I will fuck you.
All right. Thank you all for doing this topic. This is 19 minutes in. This is the quickest one we did.
Mm-hmm. That's all what she said.
We'll be out of here.
Amanda said, Harvey, have you seen Blockers? Blockers hilarious. And John Cena's hilarious in the Blockers as well, though. That's underrated funny movie right there. All right. So, like I always say, you can't go into the future. Let's go into the past. Last week's winners for Love Songs for the 21st Century. We had a tie for third, which was Cam and Casey. Shanno is second, and first was Harvey. And messed up movies from each genre. We had third, we had myself. Second, we had Casey. And by 1 point, we had Josh. All right, by one vote. All right, so Harvey, do you want to say what we're doing next week?
Yes. All right. So what I picked for next week is greatest movie characters. And you know with me, there's always a caveat. We don't make it easy here. So greatest movie characters, you can't take any horror characters, so get all them out the way. And two, you can't have any villains.
So no bad guys.
So no bad guys and no horror people. Now, best movie characters. So basically, they're nice.
Okay. And also, Josh's pick, if we're doing, we're picking different Star Trek fleets, different Star Trek members from different universes. Like, you have to pick a captain, a second command, a doctor, and some other shit. from different universes. So for example, Captain could be Captain America, Doctor could be Doctor House, all that kind of good shit.
Right. Do they have to match the career that they already have? No. Oh, okay, I was like,
no. I'm just giving that. So gotcha. I mean, we most of us here are not Star Trek fans. I mean, so but we want you know.
Do the best we can, man.
Have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And you said we're defining a universe as if they've had more than one movie.
Well, I don't know. Listen, he said universe, and technically, one movie is a universe. It's
so basically universe. Any character.
We can basically just cast it how we want.
That's what
No, he's going from the geek person. If he picks Star Trek, he's going geeky, not like, oh, you can pick from When Harry Met Sally, because that's no. A universe is built upon. We know this from Marvel, DC, Walking Dead.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to have fun with that anyway, okay? All right. So let's have some more fun. Let's have some more fun. And Amanda says, LOL, Kendra. All right, so we are going to do, and this is Cam's pick, by the way. So it's myself, Kendra, Harvey, Casey, and then Shannon. Now, before I go into this, Josh put it down. It's going to be build your Star Trek crew character using character from any universe except Star Trek. I just said it. I literally just said it.
Captain, Second in Command, Doctor, Science, Chief, God. Captain, Second in Command, Doctor, Science Officer, Chief Engineer. Okay, it feels like it's a lot, but
I mean, look, okay, we can do. All right, mm-hmm. All right. So this draft, we're going to build our own black sitcom using black characters from other sitcoms. All right, you need to have two parents, two siblings, a wild card, and a person to be you.
Okay.
All right. And a character to be you. Right?
A character to be you.
Yes. Okay. Just.
Okay. Also, I have it ordered. So the rounds are parent, sibling, wild card, you. Okay.
Okay. Parent, sibling,
wild card, you. I put the person you because I know it's gonna be harder with when all the other things is going. So I know it's gonna be harder. That's why I did you in the back. All right. So that's what we're gonna do. And yeah, let's have some fun with it. All right. So I am first. I am for my parent. Parents could be I won't make
friends. Whatever, right?
Parents could be whatever. It could be two moms, two dads. We have fun with it. Okay. So, however, though, for my parent, I'm going to go Uncle Phil here.
Surprise, surprise.
Of course you are.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going with.
Wow, Uncle Phil. All right, Kendra.
For my first parent, I'm going with Shanae from Martin.
There you go. Have fun with
you, Kendra.
I can't imagine the children. I cannot. You gotta take it to the head. That's great.
Oh, So, Uncle Phil, if anybody knows, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if anybody knows. So, yeah, everybody should say the character and where they're from. All right. Harvey's on you.
And so, obviously, Shanae is from Martin, just to get that out the way. All right. And
Amanda says she picked Shanae for herself.
All right. So, for my first parent, I'm going to keep it straight. I'm going with James J. Evans from Good Times.
That's a good one. All right, Casey.
I'm going to go Michael Kyle from My Wife and Kid.
You suck.
You get for taking Johnny Depp.
Okay. And
not that I'm bitter, because I'm not. Nope.
I'm going Mark Cooper from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you suck.
Okay, so we have for one of our parents, Uncle Phil, Shanae, James Evans, Michael Kyle, and Mark Cooper. All right. Amanda said I actually wanted to pick Mark Kyle as the dad and me as the mom.
I had Michael, but then Casey.
All right. Shanna, another parent.
I'm going Rainbow Johnson, Blackish.
Oh, you suck. You suck. You suck. You suck. God. Oh, you. Oh. That's a good pick. All right. Casey.
So I am going with my other parent, and I feel like I need to match. Kind of, sort of, up with my other parent pick. Fuck. I didn't do it that well. Fuck it. Well, let's go with Sinclair James Jones from Living Single.
Mm-hmm. Interesting mom. Interesting mom.
She'd be fun.
She would be. She would be.
Mm, she would be. Harvey.
I've got it down to two women for mothers. One of them I did not expect to be sitting here. So, like, wow, I could just take her and get it out the way. But I'm not. No. Nobody wants her. No. We will go. I am actually going to take Mrs. Wayne, Dwayne Wayne's mom from Different World, Patti LaBelle.
Nobody wants her.
Not light skin. Nobody wants light skin.
Nobody was less good than Viv.
I'm going to have a two-mother household, so I'm going to go with Wanda Jackson, the Jamie Foxx character from In Living Color.
Wow.
And these were my husband's. He said to shout him out. He said that would be good parents, and that he's dreamed of this happening or something like that. I was like, what?
That's alarm.
All right. Well, I mean...
We left her for you, brother. You better take her.
You did. And I was going to pick my wild card. My wild card.
Oh, that's right. She could have been a wild card. Yeah.
But just to make sure I have her, I ain't going to put Claire Huxtable here.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, but I wonder as the wild card because I didn't want to have a mom. I mean, I wanted someone that I did not want to have a mom.
Somebody you had a chance with?
Sometimes I was going to try.
I mean, you don't have to play the kid. You could play like a neighbor or brother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got Rainbow Johnson, Blackish, Living Single, Mrs. Wayne, Different World, Wanda Jackson, Living Color, and Claire Huxtable, The Cosby Show. Now, before we go on, let's keep going because maybe some of y'all mentions could be wild cards. So let's go siblings here. That's on me. And yeah, listen, I don't know how Uncle Phil and Claire Huxtable is going to handle this. But I'm actually going to go with Riley from the Boondocks. I'm going to go with Riley from the Boondocks here.
That kid is a mess. That's right now.
I don't know how Uncle Phil and Clarence was going to handle that kid, but I'm going to go Riley here. All right. Mm-hmm. Kendra.
I'm going to go with Skeeter from Cousin Skeeter, the puppet. Mm-hmm.
Harvey.
Sibling number. Okay. Here we go. Against my better judgment, but really a phenomenal character, I'm going to take Carlton Banks as a sibling.
You're all up into Will Smith stuff today.
I never said that man's name.
All right. Casey.
No, but you pick from his movies and his shows.
Yeah. You're right. Still not excited about it.
Casey.
All right. I'm going for my first sibling, Theodore Aloysius Huxtable.
Theo.
From the Cosby Show.
Of course. Yes.
Well, just in case there's listeners out there who have never seen me.
Agreed. No, you're right.
Yeah, no, definitely say where you're from. And Shanna.
I'm also taking a character from The Cosby Show. I'm going Olivia.
The cute girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got Raleigh, Skeeter, Carlton Banks, Theo Huxtable, and Olivia. Shanna, another sibling.
I am going Casey from Casey Undercover.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Casey.
I'm going to go with another sibling who can sing very well from a show that Harvey loves very much. I'm going to go with Ashley Banks. Mm-hmm. From Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
All right, Harvey.
Sister, let's go animated. Let's go with Penny Proud.
From the Proud family.
Yep.
Let's see.
All right, Kendra.
What did I have? Does that have to be? It doesn't have to be a, like brother, sister. It could be two brothers.
Any siblings?
Okay. Then I'm gonna go Goo from My Brother and Me.
Keep it like a little.
It's on me. Let's go Raven Baxter. That's so Raven. All right. So we have Casey, Ashley Banks, Penny Proud, Goo, and Raven Baxter. Now we got a wild card. A wild card people can be. Wild card could be anybody, neighbor, grandparent, anybody. So I think I'm going to go neighbor here. Yeah, I'm going to go neighbor here. And I'm going to go Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel.
Nice.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go with the neighbor, too. I'm going to go Smokey from the PJs.
All right, Harvey.
Let's see. Wild card. Let's go with
Will Smith.
No. Let's go with Rallo Tubbs Brown from the Cleveland Show.
And what role does he play?
The little kid that comes over and is in love with Penny.
The Roger.
Yep, basically. Yes, I know how much you love them.
All right, Shanna. No, sorry, Casey. Sorry, you guys mixed when we cut out.
Yep.
I need a wise, smart-ass uncle for my family. So I'm going to go with Benson from the TV show of the same name.
Okay. I like that. Good pick.
Good job. All right, now Shannon, wild card.
I'm going to go out a little bit in left field where Kendra hangs out. I'm going to go with the house ghost is the character, and it's Jesus from Black Jesus.
There you go. I love it. Love it.
Look at right. Kendra and Shannon all out in left field, picking the flowers, chasing butterflies.
Yay, yay.
So we have the wild card. We have Kel, Smokey, Rilo Tubbs, Benson, and Jesus. Our last pick is somebody to play you. Shannon.
This one is probably going to be, people are going to be like, what the fuck? But I consider myself, although portly, I am pint-sized. So I'm going to go with Webster.
Aww. Ooh. Cute. Mm-hmm. Adorable.
All right, Casey.
You may just earn my vote, Shanna. I'm going to go from a different world, Dwayne Wayne.
Mm-hmm. All right. Harvey.
Ah, decisions, decisions. Random black person. I'm going to go with Cole Brown from Martin.
Huh. Should have been Tommy.
He's older. I could have taken the black guy from Fuse Broke Girls. He's been in every black.
Oh, movie. George Garrett, your old roommate,
Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris,
hey, your old roommate.
Hey, we both right. tried for that part. He got it,
Kendra.
I'm going with George Jefferson.
Nice.
All right. So somebody to pick me, and God, if I pick that, I'm definitely going to win. But I'm not.
Excuse me.
If my brother's Riley from the Boondocks, I gotta be Huey. Yeah. Gotta be Huey from the Boondocks. I gotta be Huey. All right. So for us, we got Webster, Dwayne Wayne, Cole Brown, George Jefferson, and Huey Freeman from the Boondocks. Now let's say some of our honorable mentions. Start with the parents.
Martin.
I have.
So I have
Andre Johnson, Bernie Mac, and Rock mm-hmm. and Robert Patterson from Parenthood for dads, for black dads.
I had Sugar Mama from Proud Family. They were going to be grandparents raising the kids.
Actually, they have a black Aunt Viv as well. Black it says black Aunt Viv. dark skin Aunt Viv.
Yo, who is more hated? Like light skin Aunt Viv or the new Harriet from Family Matters?
Light skin Aunt Viv.
Like because, that's some legendary dislike, yeah, right
the,
there.
The
like.
Legendary because the light skin the second Harriet was only there for half a season. That was the last season.
Right. And people weren't even really watching that last year. So they were just finishing it off.
No. All right. Siblings. We have some siblings.
I had D from What's Happening.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Jackson.
Willis.
I have Marlon Williams from the Wayans Bros. Because I thought he'd be hilarious. I have TJ Henderson, smart guy. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I got
Junior from My Wife and Kids.
Mm-hmm. Tia Landry from Sister. Oh, that's it? Okay. Uh-huh. Any armage for wild cards?
At Brother Man from Martin.
Brother Man. Fifth floor.
I also had Maxine Shaw as a wild card also. I thought that would have been fun. She was that typical neighbor. When just all came over and ate your food.
Just to eat.
See, I had like, before we had it like played out, when I was talking in chat about how I had like a whole storyline, it was going to be me as Webster and then Black Jesus as like the angel on my shoulder and Sugar Mama as the devil on my shoulder. And they were going to play like my good and bad.
I like it.
I did have Roger, sister. And also had Thurgood. I had Thurgood from the PJs. I would not mind him being a neighbor at all.
I had Brandy from Moesha as my next door neighbor that I had a crush on.
I had Fred G. Sanford as grandpa.
G stand for going places. All right. Last but not least, Sarah mentions it to play you. Now, I did have Martin on there as well to play me. And that's like, if I felt Martin, I felt like I was going to win that hint, easy handle it. Well, it was kind of truth. But I had Martin. And then I also had Malcolm for Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah. I had Keenan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keenan and Kel.
Steve Urkel.
Overton Wakefield Jones.
He's going with all the Baldy brothers, huh?
All the Baldy brothers. It all works.
You don't really have anybody else for me besides Webster.
He was such a great character. Really underappreciated, I think.
Amanda said her mom, she had Hillary Banks. Dad, she had Steve Urkel. Siblings, Moesha. Sibling, Penny Proud. Wild card, Ava Coleman, sorry. And her would be Shanae. Shanae
is a good Ava
would be a good aunt.
But how are the, I read the ones which you would pick once Kendra picked that for her parent. What's the parent goes. All right. Well, look at that. 41 minutes.
Clean.
45, less than 45 minutes out the door.
Yeah. There you go. All right, let's say our goodbyes, starting with
me. Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. Yes. Right now I have an episode up with Kate Yeager, but she says just as fun as the alcohol, but you know, that's what she says. Yeah, she talked about her newest video for her song Fat. It's a really, really good song. Check it out. And she talked about a crush that worked out with her fiance. They met during COVID over Zoom. So a love story. That's okay. But yeah, that's all I got to say. Oh, and I'm rewatching Arrested Development right now. So good.
Is it?
Why?
It's not good at all. To me.
Okay, well, you said Family Matters is great.
So. Wow.
Why are you joking?
You all right, bro?
I'm joking because I got a cough. Because of that shit. All right. Next. No,
so good. That mom. So good.
That, nothing like a sitcom without the laugh track when you have to just laugh on your own. That's
what people don't like it. They're wait, where's the joke at?
I don't know. I'm not. When am I supposed to laugh? Oh, now? No, whenever you find something funny. That's what it is. Either way, this was fun. This was, we did this quite efficiently, if I do say so myself. You know, this was nice. Good, fun subject matters. I may mention this again at the end, but vote for Harvey. And, you know, I like to win. I feel like I have more fun subjects that we can do. But this was good. We're missing two of our people, but, you know, it's okay. We come back full strength next week, hopefully. Less coffee, more talking.
I hope so.
Literally as I said that. Literally. All right, keep it moving. Yay!
I'm Shannon.
Le banana.
I got it. I am co-host of Crime Rewind, which I host with my sick co-host Amanda. We drop every Tuesday. Coming up soon, we'll be back at it, and we need those veto totals, Dre.
Oh, you're 100% right. I'm glad you said that. So, as of right now, there is cases in third, and there's a two-way tie for first for Shanna and Cam. These drafts right here will figure out who wins the veto.
Well, who's in first?
It's just a two-way tie for Shannon and Cam.
Oh, I thought you said second. Oh, my bad. Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. It's Casey's third, and the two-way tie between Shannon and Cam.
All righty.
It's not you, so calm down, Harv.
I thought I'd be coming up. I just won one. I thought it'd be on the come up.
You did, but you didn't come up that much.
just a drizzle off the tip.
Just
Harvey's a backdoor creeper.
Ew.
All right.
That pre-business. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hi. An evening at the movies drops each and every Wednesday morning, probably except for this week because we haven't recorded this week's episode yet. But I will be talking with my guest probably tonight before she goes to bed and trying to set up a time for us to discuss Crooklyn, because I'm excited to do that and excited to have her back on the show for the first time in a while. So, but, and then I've got hopefully an episode coming up next week with Cam as well. And then we'll be moving into movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime. So lots of fun stuff coming up on an evening at the movies. Potentially, now that I'm done with the book, maybe even a new episode of Literature Reviewers, depending upon how many of us want to be involved in it. But it's been talked about, so there may be a new episode of that coming out soon as well. So this was a lot of fun, and yeah, I'm done. So Gray, you can say your goodbyes to you now.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me. Okay. All right. So with that being said, my name is DeAndre Robson, and I do want to thank CJ and Josh, the What's a Good Though podcast, and Harvey and Kendra for doing their black topics for the 2 on 2s. Harvey and Kendra decided to do the black sitcoms instead of the black movies, which is always fun. Okay. So also next month is Women's History Month. Okay. So I am going to give the opportunity for a lot of women to do the 104 women led movie bracket, brought to you, thoughts of, by Kendra herself. So I would love for Kendra and Shanna and Amanda and Cam and whoever to come on to do their Black Lead Lab movie bracket for next month. With that being said, yeah, this is all I got. Love you guys, and we are out.
Vote for Shanna.
Vote for Harvey.